Well, hello there, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Tony, and this is being recorded on Monday, so I'm calling this Meaningful Monday. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about a few things that have been on my mind lately, and one of those has been a follow-up to the anti-spyware podcast that I made a little while back, and I'm glad to tell you that have been some improvements in what I consider my situation and my perspective of the inaccessibility of anti-spyware. I've had a few comments from people that have, of course, listened to the podcast and enjoyed it. Glad very much that you did. Appreciate some suggestions that have been given for a couple of programs that have resulted in, of course, making the programs a little bit more accessible. And the programs I'm talking about are SpyBot and AdAware. These programs still, you know, could use some brushing up, as I guess a lot of programs could. But there have been some things that I've found that I'd like to share with you. And one of the programs is called AeroVax. I've never heard of this, and I think that's the way you pronounce it. AeroVax, Alpha Romeo Oscar Victor Alpha X-ray, AeroVax, and it's from a company called AeroVax Software. At least that's the name of the AeroVax Anti-Spyware is the name of the website, www.aerovaxantispyware.com. And I think it's all just one word, so if there's a problem, you can let me know, and I will, of course, change, you know, my address giving out. The good thing about being an open-minded user, podcaster, or whatever, is that you are willing to change when you say something, you make something on a particular day, you state something, it's the way you feel at the time, and I'm sure Larry and many of you others have felt the same way. And you make a certain statement at a certain time. That's the way you feel, that the best research that you have done at the time. And if you come along and find a suggestion or find a solution that will change things, of course, you're willing to change. And I'm delighted to be able to change some things because on the way I have perspective on some things, because that means that I have found some more solutions that have been able to work, at least to a somewhat better degree in the accessibility portion of life for us blind people. The AeroVax is a new program. It's a beta program, and you're welcome to download it. It's a free download. All these programs that say free download, I'm saying, yeah, right, it's a free download, but is the program free? Well, for right now, the beta is free, and I don't know that that will remain so or not. I do not have AeroVax on my desktop. I do run it on the laptop, and I think the reason, I'll get into the reason for that, but as far as the laptop is concerned, I don't have the laptop connected to the internet all the time, and so I needed a program that I could just scan on my own and use the antivirus scanner to do the scanning anti-spyware. I wanted a program that I could run a spyware check on my own without having to be, you know, set up to do a scan at a certain time, as the other program I'll talk to you about, Windows Defender, is currently set up to do at 2 a.m. And that's fine, considering if you have your computer on at that time, or if you've just a desktop computer. But you know, being that the laptop, of course, is on and off, and that it's not left on all the time, that would not be a good setup for that. So I am currently looking at both of these programs, and I wanted to be able to look at both of them. So I put Windows Defender on my desktop, and I left the AeroVax program on the laptop. The AeroVax program is not that big, and it's not really that easy to use. And you say, well, what about the inaccessibility thing that you talked about? It has some promising things, though. When you look at the program, the AeroVax anti-spyware, when you look at the program, it really looks like there's no way you can use this thing, and you have to use your mouse key, your mouse keys, mouse mode, and Freedom Box System Access's case. We have what is called virtual mouse, that you can turn virtual mouse on and actually use your arrow keys, your tab key, whatever, as the, you know, you can explore the window. And of course you can control home to the top or control in to the bottom and go arrow back up. Either way you want to do it. You can check the window out. You can, if you find any buttons there that you cannot find with the standard arrow key and tab keys in the regular configuration, you can find buttons and things there that might need to be clicked, and you can use your either space or enter key to click those. The program was hard to. There are three tabs. You have the first is like a scanning tab. The second is settings, and then the third is. It's kind of a help tab where you get your help. You can do updates and stuff like that from there. And the tabs are not accessible. It says tab, but actually there are some kind of window layout tabs. It's not accessible with the regular tab key. You have to go into your mouse mode and choose one of the tabs by clicking on it. And then when you choose the tab by clicking on it, you can use your read keys to look at in there and see what the panel is, to see if you're in the settings, the settings tab, or if you're in the update tab. You can set it. You can let it scan. You can fiddle around till you find your scan now button and activate that and let the system scan for you. That way, this is the regular window interface for the AeroVax anti-spyware. There's no menu bars. It's like the standard file, edit, tools menu, as you find in a lot of programs. There are no menu bars like that in this program. And I was about to say, well, I'll tell you, this is not much better than the other, until I found under your the way the program is set up on your system. In other words, if you you just close the program out and you're just back to your Windows desktop. Now go to Start and then go to Programs or All Programs, however how your system is set up. Then under there you'll find your AeroVax anti-spyware submenu. Do enter on that, and then you have several choices. One of them is AeroVax anti-spyware, where you can press enter there and just open the regular program. Another choice is AeroVax anti-spyware help. You can press enter there and look at some help. Or the other choice is update, a live update. You can set it. You can press enter there, and it will be a little bit easier to do your update that way than it is to try to go through the regular tabs on the regular user, on the regular interface of the program. You can just do it from the start menu, sub menu, and it's easier to navigate that way with speech and with screen readers and things. So that's the AeroVax. I'm not actually demonstrating the program for you because it just, you know, redundant. You're trying to open programs and scan and record and talk at the same time, and it just doesn't work well. So you're welcome to take a look at that website that's still in development. This is a new anti-spyware program. I don't know what engines they're using. I don't know, you know, definition files. The thing that concerns me a little bit about this program is that if you do a live update, you will see where it says maybe March 15th or something like that, and the definitions file have not been apparently updated since then. And what they are doing is just updating the whole beta program, it seems like, instead of getting little bitsy updates like every day or whatever. So I'm not sure whether they are not seeing the need to update, or whether they're waiting to update the whole program, or whether just the update process is that slack. I don't know at this point. So anyway, it's a program worth investigating. It ran a scan on my system. I have used it on the desktop and the laptop, and it seemed to there were several problems found. Nothing faults or big outstanding things. I'm sure it's just probably cookies and things like that, but they were, you know, eliminated with no problem. There was nothing out of the way that I saw about this program in the scan that would be, you know, a flag or something drawing big to your attention. It's just a regular anti-spyware scanner. But it does seem to be a little easier to, at least the program is not real bloated. It's not hard to get around in if you use that program start menu, submenu of the program itself. Now, let's talk about Windows Defender a little bit. That is the name that has been chosen for the Microsoft anti-spyware. This program has been vastly improved, I'm delighted to say, for accessibility. Before I tell you the real improvements, the only, I think the UK folks say caveat to that, and the only drawback to that is there's a window in when you set up the program, Windows Defender. When you set up the program, there is a window that comes up that says it wants you to choose whether you want to choose the program's default settings, which of course that's a recommendation, and you can just choose that as to use the default settings and proceed with the installation. The only problem is, to make that choice, you again have to go to your mouse key, to your virtual mouse mode, and then JAWS, of course, you root JAWS to PC, go into your JAWS cursor that way, or Window Eyes, it's about the same thing, I guess, and you just go to your screen reader cursor mode, and use your keys to find that setting where it says use recommended settings. You will want to click on that with your mouse key to check that checkbox. It's actually a checkpoint there that you want to check, and then you can continue to just basically go through the installation of the program. Once the program is set up, there are several links and tabs and things on the page. Some of them I understand and some I don't, but there is a home link, which I would suppose would take you to the Windows Defender home page. There is a place for scan. There's a place for starting the Software Explorer, which I understand it to be exploring the software on your computer to make sure to allow you to choose whether you want to delete certain programs and things like that. And so you can do that. You can do scan options. You can all these things are now accessible with the tab keys and the arrow keys. The only thing that is a little bit disturbing is when you use your read all command, which, you know, all of us like to do, so we can just read the whole window and just see what's there, and then once we get kind of used to it, we can just, you know, maybe what I call spot read. You just spot read little places that you know or things you want to check on. But at first, you know, you like to read the whole window and see kind of what the status is, whether the scan has found problems or whatever. That, by the way, has not been fixed, as I would say fixed, there's no sound indicator to tell you that scan is over. And to be honest with you, I think I've done maybe one manual scan, but I just let the program, Windows Defender will give you a quick scan every day at 2 a.m. That's the default, and of course you can go in and change that. I'm not up usually at 2 a.m., so I just let it scan my computer, and if it doesn't find any problem, then la-di-da, you know, that's okay. The older Microsoft anti-spyware was a program that stayed in your system tray all the time, unless, of course, you just close it out. But it would be there, and then if, you know, it would sometimes pop up and things like that. The Windows Defender is less intrusive. It does not stay in your system tray, or there's no real reason for it to, unless, you know, you just want to open it or have access to it or something. And you have a shortcut on your desktop. You can open that way if you want to do a scan or if you want to look around or whatever. Otherwise, it's just like a service now that just runs in the background, and it does have real-time protection. I understand this to be a part of Windows now that will, you know, you can just download it, and if you're a licensed Windows user, you don't have to pay anything for it. So this is one of the only few programs that I know of that is an anti-spyware program that has real-time protection as well as a scanning engine. This program will allow you to have real-time protection, and as far as I can tell, all the services are part of the free package. There's no hidden agenda that says, well, if you want this additional added service, you know, you must pay. You do have to pay, as I understand, for the Microsoft antivirus, but you do not have to pay for the anti-spyware. This, I think, is still in beta, but it has acquired its name, the name being Windows Defender instead of the Microsoft anti-spyware, which was the case earlier. So the program is, you know, you just don't know it's there, other than the fact that, I mean, you know it's there, but it's not open. There's no open windows, no open application. It's just there in the background. And then if it finds a problem, it may open and tell you when you get up next morning, you'll have a open window there. That has not happened to me, so I can't really comment hardcore on it. But anyway, that's part of the improvement that has been made to this application. It's really come a long way in accessibility, and I'm delighted to see that. I really am. The updating process is, my experience has been when I open the program, it will check for the definitions file to see, you know, what if it's updated. But the program updates itself. It just updates itself. Of course, you can do updates, and you can check for updates, but it just takes care of itself. I haven't seen, you know, some programs, when you open the program, it'll say your like for antivirus, of course, sometimes it'll say, over the AVG, it says your database is out of date, you know, and it'll prompt you to update. And of course, the AVG does update every day if you have an on, you know, a all-time connection and everything. But the situation with my laptop again is, you know, it's not on the internet all the time. So it may be scheduled for daily updates, then the update does not necessarily run because it's not connected to the internet at that time in the daytime or that time of the morning. So there are times when I have to manually update that program. With the Windows Defender, because it's on my desktop and my desktop is connected with DSL to the internet all the time, it just updates when it, you know, when it is set to or when it needs to. So all these tabs now, with your tab key, your arrow keys, they're quite accessible. Once you get through that one window where you have to use your mouse function to choose that function to use the default settings, and then you go to next. You may have to even hit next with, you know, while you're still in mouse mode or whatever. But you get through that setup window there, and then you just continue with the installation, and there's no problem with it. So anyway, I wanted to come back and do a podcast on this and allow you to share my cup of coffee with me here on the front porch. And it is a little cool now, the coffee, that is. But anyway, it's still good. And I hope wherever you are that you're sharing some of that chocolate they were talking about on the list, or either coffee or something, and that you're having a great time and a great day. By the way, my laptop is currently recording with Audacity, and I'm using this famous headset that I usually use for these podcasts. The headset now is, of course, on my head and has a microphone in front of me. Microphone settings of the laptop is not nearly as good as it is, you know, it doesn't have all the ambience and stuff that you have on the desktop. You can just lay it on top of it and record. With the laptop, the you know, it's not quite as it's softer. Even though I have the volume set at about 20%, but you know, the microphone is quite close to me, so I'm just basically getting a more direct podcast for you today. Hopefully, this will help and uplift you a little bit today. I hope that it does, as far as the accessibility part for anti-spyware. And hopefully, our meaningful Monday has been meaningful for you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.